Yep.
So we're holding here for about another half time, I believe. Shemesh Basara.
Yeah.
Okay. So until now, he's summing up that Mishpah Asara is a full hecket of different, what's the right word for it? All the different aspects that are miskal in this world come through a hecket of Asara. Ugabanu chatam Shemesh Basara, ki Hashem Mishpah Rotsa Lasis Nisim Yisrael b'chol chalket Sodom Shevcha. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to encompass all different possibilities. Because this is being Mishanet Teva, each aspect of it is something else that was Delech HaPetel that needed to be changed. Teva is a full heck of things. And each shinui, each one comes from a different part. The davarachi gam ken yesh rukor mitzad acho echod al shinui ateva because it's an echod. Ubasor is kol kol chokim. So basically, 10 means a full hekim. Ad shekasher osa kashpar kasor nisim etrayim yodi yisro legamri shashem is achoy zanisim b'noyeg ashalei b'teva b'chol atvar. Chen asor nisim akash baruch hu alayam b'diya kas osim kasor halokim. So all of my same things, Asura Mamoris, that the world has a full hekif, Asura Deris, Akash Baruch Mayach Af, that maybe, we spoke about this, maybe there'll be one side where Tave comes from, the Chain Asura Nisir, this is Avra Akash Baruch, Jesus, Homi Nei Nisoyen, and Asura Nisir, and so on. Okay, that's one Mahalach, summing up the Mahalach we said before, that Asura is an entire complement of all the different chalokim in the width, so to speak. It's like a cross section. And there you get all 10. That's his first piece over here. Okay. The Medrash Muchach. Ki ma'ashe zoche varim. Mipnei she'ama. Ki ba'asura ma'amorsim ba'olam. She'zeh ha'misba ma'ayr she'sh ba'olam ha'madrei d'alyena. She'chemoyer le'amisba Asura. So, we're talking about levels that build up to a certain madriga. In other words, one of them is rochav, one of them is gova. This inyan itself that we can look at spheres in different ways is an inyan that has a makom. That you could look at spheres as being steps, or I could look at it as being section. There are nafkiminas, lemosh, let's take one nafkimina, that would be a simple nafkimina. Is there a mockum to look for something, to take on something that's when you're not holding there? In other words, lemosh, let's take him so the sharm. Describes his mahalach as being a sulam, and therefore it's going to be one after the other. It would seem it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any sense to try to reach something higher if you haven't been able to. If you haven't finished the first one, which basically makes most of the sermon kind of useless for us. But if you look at it as a hekif, and each one to the muscle, there are certain things you think you look at that. If a person is not doing so well learning the muscle, you don't say, okay, so don't bother chesed, don't bother davening, bother this. I say, okay, let chesed fall into place, let davening fall into place, and so on. But if a person has trouble reading Gemara, you don't say go to Tosfos. So, because it's linear, it's a progression. The spheres of Hashem Baruch Hu, the mitzvah of Hashem Baruch Hu can be seen in both ways. So Asura has two mashmaos. One is they're all equal, but they're different halakim. And one is that they are one on top of the other. So that's what he says there. Shezeh mitzvah meir shesh po'ilom ha-madrega al-geina shemur ala mitzvah Asura. So 10 is also a high darga. Let's take a look at much in the Rambam. In the Rambam, you have, when he talks about Malachim, he says there are 10 types of Malachim. They're all listed in accordance with what the in the things mentioned in Cheskel, but he says all of these different malachim are different dargis of Shaykhus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And each one is above the other. And I'll make it very clear that these 10 dargis are one above the other. The Rambam has to say it that way, because the Rambam holds that the only chiluk in these malachim is a chiluk of darga. There's no other way to define these malachim. It would, l'chura, the following shara would be in order. There are two types of malachim. There's malachim al shem certain shlichos, Raphael, Gabriel, Michael, etc. Those malachim are those malachim are not different matakis tafka. The Raphael and Gabriel have different functions. You define them that each one has a section of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's pu'ulos. And a malach can't do shlichos, the Rishonim say it means two different shlichos. You know, if one is a malach rachmi, you can do sittin and so on. But what distinguishes these malach from each other is the section, the cross section of the pie that they're shayach to. Then there's malachim, general malachim, and ishim, chayos, ufanim. Those malachim are not miyuchat to shlichus. And if they're not miyuchat to shlichus, how do we distinguish it? In other words, you can't look at it as a pie being cut up. In a human being, I can say, I'm typhus from here to here, he's typhus from here to here, he's from here to here. A malach, you can only describe the distinction by by some sort of conceptual distinction. So the malachim that are malachim of shlichus, they can be distinguished by gvulas of what the shlichus are, and that makes them equal. And malachim that are the general malachim that support the merkava, so to speak, that is argus, which by Brahms, the lowest one, ishim, is curved to madrigus adam. And the highest are curved to Madrigus, and the keys are covered, and so on. So here also, by the Asura, there are two ways of looking at Asura, and both are true. So when I say something has 10 Madrigus, what I'm saying is that it's reached a peak that's possible to reach. So in other words, for the world to stand on Avram's schus, his schus had to be the equal of the world's darga. So if the world's darga is 10, which means that it reached a certain peak, it reached a certain high darga, a certain shleimus in the dargas. So Avraham Avinu also had to have that. And this is flip side. When the Asura Makis lopped off dargas of the chshivas until you raised it to the beyond completely. So this is the medrash that it says that Avraham, he's going to explain. Avraham the Ascholos Oilom, where Shemaru Lamalom, Kakoilo Yisoya Chabara Achaba Avraham. The Chaim be medrash Amru Ela told the Shemaim Varets Behi Bara. Beschus Avraham Nivra Oilom, Oisis Vavraham. Upirish Kakoilo Yitoyo Lesha Metsias Klau Achaba Avraham, Olafikah Beshmila Nivra Oilom, the Elov Nas Hashem is Bar Kol Oilom. So everything was toyo till Avram came, and that's when it took on a levush and surah. I want to explain this a little bit. I think it's important to understand this nekuda. Toyo means unformed, insubstantial material. It's something that doesn't have. It's not solid. All ruchnius is not solid. It's not something that has a metzias in the world, because by definition, Ruchnius is me'al me'eva. It's not something that has any. So let's take it on a very simple level. Somebody sits and talks about very high majigas and you have to do this, you have to be that, you have to so on and so forth. It's not that the person is hypocritical or you think he doesn't mean it really, but it's dimyanus. Exactly, dimyanus. Not even so much that whether you could do it or you can't do it, it's not shy to this world. When there's a person whose mitzvah is like that, there's an extraordinary chazal. It says by Yeshua Meshatach that he found the chamor. This Talmidim bought him a chamor, and he used to work with Fulax, so it's difficult. He bought him a chamor, and he found a margolis, and the Talmidim said, Givaldik, Ashkacha Pratis, gave him back the margolis, because what gave him margolis, and he said, well, the one issue is, does the guy know about it or not? They said, no. He said, I bought a chamor, I bought it in the margolis. It's an amendment, it's in the Yerushalmi Bar Mitzvah. And he had him give it back. And it says two things. It says, one, he told them, the Yerushalmi's Gersh, he told them, and the Medrash Gersh said it happened. He said, more than anything else, I want the guy to say, Rich Rachmana LeKadosh HaMashatach. That's what I want to do more than any of the world. And then the Gemara says, Hevei me'emunosei shal basa v'dam ati yedei amunosei Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you see that a yid could be such an erlich yid, mistama Kadosh Baruch Hu also be very erlich yid. What does that mean? Me'emunosei shal basa v'dam, ati yedei Kadosh Baruch Hu. The answer is, if somebody comes and tells me that there's another universe, where face malachim sing and dance and they do this and that, 101 sikurei dvar about malachim, but that universe cannot be accessed by our universe at all. We can't see it, hear it, touch it, go there, come there, zero connection. So those words are words. I mean, it's a sikha betela. It's not true, it's not a lie, it's nothing. It has no meaning, that those words. It's when I say, that there's a place where you can open up a window and inflow something from that world, that becomes the subject matter to talk. It becomes at least a subject matter in this world. It has a mitzias. Ne'emonos is not a physical darga. And, yes, Gezel ben Moloch, Kadosh Baruch Hu put a teva into it. But normally, a darga where a person keeps something with somebody else at his own expense is not, this world is a very physical world, very selfish world. That's the physical mitzvahs. So you come along and say, Rabbi Shalom said you should be honest, Rabbi Shalom said you should be good, it's not. There is no shaykhus with this world. It's not, that statement in our mitzvahs doesn't have any mashmos. Brich rachmona l'kod Hashem b'shotach, or l'kod Yehudoi, the way the other gear says. In other words, Hashem is the God of Hashem b'shotach. Hashem b'shotach acts in a way that's motivated by something outside of his mitzvahs. Then it becomes part of his mitzvahs. So Avram, the world itself is toyu, means anything a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants in this world has a mitzvahs until Avram Avinu comes. And if Avram Avinu is that, then it has a mitzias. It has a certain mitzias mutzakas. And we're talking specifically about the ruchnistic things. Because this world contains itself a madrega, 10 steps. So we don't understand it, that it's a progression. And Natsa'adam is the highest dark. In other words, and by Bina Sa'ilam, it does make sense, that type of progression. So therefore, the Adkin, in the nation is a madrega, a learner's law. Adkin is now, I'm a son of saying this, let's start for you. Actually, a nibble, a teva, very likely, in Dhamma. כי כל ניסויים הוא שמנסו איזה מלך, החטיבה כמו שספר זה למעלה, כי זה לא שני, ניסויים לא שני. So he says like this, what is a ניסויים that God's prophet gives us? So he explains it the following, and it's a hemshah what we said before. Every time I come along and I do something at tzitzis, I give a prudent stalker. I control myself doing an avera. So there's always an boil of who. How do I understand that ma'isa? Is the pshat that I'm acting with a motivation that's not of this world? Or b'cholzois. So l'marshal, somebody sits and learns it's taka a ma'isa that's not so much of a positive. But if I get covered out of it, and it's nimshach with COVID, then I say it is somehow linked to this world. It's not as linked as a physical mice as a COVID, but the whole thing, it has some keshet. A nisoyan means I keep chopping away at any connection with Olam Hazeh. The Rambam says, like when he describes a nisoyan of Roma Vino by Akeda, he says there could not have been physical reason. What could you threaten him with? What could you bribe him with? Normally I say, okay, I'll be mitzvah a little bit now, but blessed love, so I'm going to work very hard now and not eat a lot, but in the future I'll have a lot of money, and I'm going to allow myself to be in a very difficult situation to avoid an even more difficult situation. So all of those type of ma'asim still fall under the general rubric of Olam Hazeh, but when something is mufka from that, then it's not shayach to anything, and it can only be seen as an Olam Haba Dikamaisa, and that's why a nisoyin is something where the person is totally mufka from it, and therefore it's called a nes. A nes means a miracle. So we look at a miracle as something that's impossible. You know, when somebody hears it's a real miracle, we understand it as being a something that is, difficult to the point of being impossible. That's not the right definition of a nes. The right definition of a nes is it's not possible within the context of this mitzvah. And therefore, it must be a flag. It must be some sort of simen of another mitzvah. So every nes, like the Rambam says, the word nes is meloshen so nes, to lift a banner. Every nes is not, the word nes doesn't mean the impossible that was done. It means something that definitely was not of our world. It's something that definitely is coming from different mitzvahs. That's what the word nes means. So when somebody does a ma'isa, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu does a ma'isa, it doesn't fit in with the physical teva of the laws of nature as we know it. So we say, okay, this must be coming from a different world. When a person does something, the less it's possible to associate it with or to think it as some physical, as something that has any connection with any physical, it's more and more an indication of something coming from somewhere else. It's coming from a different world. So 10 nisyonos that a person is able to withstand means he comes from a different world. So, because Avram is part of that, is getting such a dag in the Dallas, so the whole world, which reaches up to 10, should also be based on that. So when a person is oymed bin nisoyim, let me go to a certain conundrum that Chazal say, and let's understand the meaning of it. It says, if somebody is semich on a nace, the nace doesn't happen. Like by Avram and Haran, Masha'inkin, somebody goes in from a sis nefesh, then a nace happens. So this is all about the shemitah for it. Or else everybody is going to check in, I'll smash that there should be a nace, and, you know, and then obviously that can't work. So that's Balabat is very partial. But I think there's a deeper avon, a deeper piece in it that goes to the heart of it. If I jump into the fire because I want to be saved, then what I'm doing is not a maisable ditri. It's just like somebody tells you, jump, and there's a net over there. So it takes a little bit of guts to do it, but at the end of the day, I can't say that I'm doing something that is unnatural. Person jumps out of a plane with a parachute. So I'm sure the first time you do it, you're ice match. But for Cholefin, you're saying to yourself, it's not going to stem my life. So where is there something in your maisa to be a maisa living? But if a person goes in, not to be saved, that's a maisa that's impossible as a material being to do. Every material entity, I mean, even the inanimate things have an inertia to preserve itself. An animate thing has an instinct for survival that goes to the core of itself. So if I'm doing it, well, karchach the pshat is that there's something, that there is, I'm part of a metzias beyond this metzias. So now our Kodesh Baruch Hu's maisim of a nes is also a maisa beyond this maisa. So he says it more that it's kind of a mida keneged mida, but I think the way it's something that's shy to the atmosphere of the difference. Okay, any questions? Any wants to, whatever? Yeah. And you can just introduce yourself. I haven't met, maybe I've met you, but.
Can I just quickly ask you what you said at the beginning? Mentioned at the beginning of putting either things side by side or one on top of the other in relation to the Mesillas Yesharim? What was Rav Lo? What Rav said at the beginning that you can with Mesillas Yesharim that it's possible that it's one darga, even though it's darga like a ladder, it's darga next to each other, parallel to each other, as opposed to one on top of the other. Was that a possibility, Rebbe was saying? Or was that a...
I'm saying we have to say that that's possible. I think quite clearly, is manazel, when nobody's going to climb the ladder, we take it more as a certain shlemus. A person can have the keys in a very specific area of Zavaita, but and still work on the ears in another area. Our own aim is of safe. We'd never be able to do anything.